السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're continuing with the biography of Sayyiduna Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه. So the method by means of which Sayyiduna Uthman bin Affan رضي الله عنه, and in fact all the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, the method by which they were educated was the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it was the only source of guidance to be accepted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was keen to ensure that the Muslims acquired their concepts from one source only. The Quran Sharif alone was to be the methodology and focal point on which the Muslim individual, family and society were to be raised. It's unfortunate today that besides Afghanistan, there's no other country, Muslim, so-called Muslim country, that rules by the Quran and Hadith. Afghanistan, by and large, they rule by the Quran and Hadith. But no other country in the world is supposed to be Muslim countries. But they don't rule by the Quran and Hadith. The verses which Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu anhu heard directly from Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam played a role in the formation of his personality as a Muslim. They purified his heart and soul and influenced him, and he became a new man with new values, new emotions, new aims, a new behavior, new aspirations. This is what's supposed to happen to us. Right? When we start learning the deen of Allah Ta'ala, a change is supposed to come about. Our whole personality needs to change. Our whole akhlaq must change. Right? Deen is not only about reciting wazifas. So much I must read this, so much I must read that, so much I must read that. It's not only about that. Hazrat Moinus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he used to say, today everybody wants to be a wazifji. There will be a wazifji. For this, I must do that. For this, I must read that. For that, I must read so many times this. For this, I must read so many times that. How much are you going to read? How much are you going to read? You've got other things to do also. Yes, there are certain things Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prescribed. Right? So now you will choose a few from there, you make amal on it. Right? And then you get on. The main thing is to comply with the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Right? Comply with the sunnah of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abstain from guna. Then whatever is good for us, Allah is going to give it to us. Whatever is harmful, Allah Ta'ala will save us. So we are studying the deen of Allah, but we don't find the change taking place in us. Why? How come? You must see a change. Become different people altogether. Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu anh was deeply attached to the Quran Sharif. Abu Abdurrahman al-Sulami narrated how he learnt it from Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his words indicate how greatly he loved to live with the book of Allah, with the Quran Sharif. It was narrated that Abu Abdurrahman al-Sulami radiallahu anhu said, those who taught us the Quran Sharif, such as Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, and Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu and others, they told us that when they learned 10 ayat from Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would not go beyond that until they had learned the knowledge contained in them and how to apply them indeed. In other words, we learned 10 ayat, then we learned the tafsir of these ayat, and how to practically implement these ayat in our life. They said, so we learn the Quran Sharif and knowledge and its application together. Hence, sometime they would spend a long while to memorize one surah. Allah Ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. That this is a book, meaning the Quran Sharif, which we have sent down to you full of blessings, that they may ponder over it. They may ponder over its verses. And that men of understanding may remember. Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu narrated that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and teach it. Uthman radiyallahu anhu recited the entire Quran Sharif to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, he read the whole Quran Sharif to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Among the most famous of the students of Uthman radiyallahu anhu in learning Quran Sharif was Abu Abdurrahman As-Sulami, Mughira bin Abi Shihab, Abul Aswad, and Zur ibn Hubaysh. These were his famous students. He had many other students also. History has recorded for us some of the things that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu said about the Quran Sharif. He said, if our hearts were pure, we would never have our full of the words of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala be glorified and exalted. In other words, if our hearts were pure, we won't get tired of reading Quran. We'll be able to read Quran Sharif. We won't be lazy to read Quran. Then he said, I would not like a day to come when I do not look into the Quran Sharif. Another statement of his was, three worldly things have been made dear to me. That means in this dunya, three things I like to do. One, feeding the hungry. I like to feed people. Number two, I like to clothe people. Number two, Uthman Rinaun was a person of wealth. He was a wealthy person. Right? So he wanted to use his wealth to feed people, clothe people. And the third thing he said is reading Quran. There are four things, this is another statement of his, there are four things which are outwardly virtuous, but in reality, they are obligations. In other words, outwardly is just like a virtuous action, but really if you think deeply, it's something that's like a compulsory thing upon you, if you want to progress in your life. What it is, number one, mixing with pious people. So he says, mixing with pious people is a virtue, but following their example is a duty. To mix with them, this is a virtue. To follow their example, this is a duty. Reading Quran Sharif is a virtue. Acting on the Quran Sharif is a duty. Visiting the qabrs is a virtue. You go to the Qabristan, is a virtue, you go. Preparing for death is a duty. Visiting the sick person is a virtue. Telling him to make his will is a duty. You take another statement of his. 10 things are the greatest waste of time. 10 things are the greatest waste of time. Number one, a scholar whom no one asks about. In other words, nobody is referring to him. Right? So what did he study for now? Right? Number two, knowledge that is not acted upon. You acquired ilm, but you're not practicing on that ilm. Number three, good advice that is not accepted. Somebody give you good advice, but you don't accept this advice. Number four, a weapon that is not used. Like our people today, they got dedicated status and dedicated hunter and all these status. There were so many guns, but not one used for jihad. All just to say, I got this, I got that. Not used. A masjid that is not prayed in. Masjid is dead. Nobody making ibadat in the masjid. Smart, smart, big, big masjid, but nobody reading inside. One friend of mine, he had to travel for some business. So, he was in Dubai. And now it happened to be 15th night of Shaban. So although it's not a faraz or a sunnah or anything, that now you must have a program in the masjid and all that, but generally in our country, or even you go to India, Pakistan, wherever, you'll find the ulama, they conscientize the people that, you know what, this is a big night, now make sure you make ibadat. Then you'll find a lot of masjids that have one program or something. So this person, he's feeling guilty that now it's a big night now and I'm here in this foreign country on business. The least I can do is, let me go to the masjid, you know. So he found out, got one taxi driver and told him, you know, I want to go to a nice big masjid somewhere. So that person took him, he said, huge masjid, he took him to the masjid, left him there. He said this masjid was so far away from where he was staying, but he said, never mind, it's a big masjid, maybe they'll have something there. See, he walks inside there, masjid is empty. Now he's wondering, what happened here now? Nobody came, nobody is coming for namaz. Now he's thinking maybe he came wrong time, maybe namaz is finished, whatever. So there's some people cleaning there, the workers in the masjid. So they are mostly from Pakistan and from those countries. So he went to one of them. So he asked them. So he said, no. It's still early, just now is Isha, you can wait. So he said, alright, surround, read some Quran Sharif. See, after a little while, one of those same workers, he went and gave azan. Right? Then they read their sunnats. Then the same workers, they made a saf. And then one imam came from somewhere. Only the workers of that masjid, the cleaners, they read their namaz and gone. So the masjids are more like monuments. Masjids are more like monuments. Each one is trying to outdo the other. But there's no ibadat taking place. G. The next thing he mentioned was a Quran Sharif that is not read from. This is the situation in our homes. Sometimes in the house there's so many Qurans, but nobody is reading. Wealth from which nothing is spent in charity. You got money, but not giving charities. A horse, but it's not ridden. You got a horse, but you're not using it in jihad. Knowledge of zuhud in the heart. Right? The person has got the knowledge of zuhud, that you must abstain from the dunya, don't get caught up in the, don't have greed for the world, don't get caught up in the things of the world. So he got all that knowledge in his heart, but he's seeking worldly gain. And then he mentioned a long life. Person is given a long life, but in that life, no preparation was made for the journey to the hereafter. What words of Sayyidina Uthman? You see, he was a man of profound wisdom. We take another statement of his. So Uthman, no, this is not a statement of his, this is just something with regards to him. Uthman radiallahu an was a Hafizul Quran. And he used to read Quran Sharif all the time. Lot of, you see him is reading Quran Sharif. He was asked about that. And he said, he was asked that you read so much Quran, every time you're reading Quran. So he said, this Quran is Mubarak. The Quran is, it's a blessed book. And it was brought by a blessed one. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Uthman radiallahu anhu passed away, his copy of his mushaf, you know, his copy of the Quran Sharif was worn out because he read so much from it. The wife of Uthman radiallahu anhu said on the day when he was besieged, you know, when they besieged his house, she said, either kill him or leave him alone. For by Allah, he would recite the whole Quran in one rakat in his tahajjud. Now you say, but how is this possible? Right? So this was Allah Ta'ala enabling them to do this. Right? Allah Ta'ala gave so much of barakat in their time that the person could do this. You try to do it, Fajr time will come away. Can't do it. This was karamat. Right? Karamat. Supernatural acts. If you put pen to paper and try to work out the time, can't happen. The words of Allah Ta'ala, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. Is one who is obedient to Allah, prostrating himself, meaning he's making sajda, or standing in salah during the hours of the night. And why he's doing this? He's fearing the akhirah. And he's hoping for the mercy of his Rabb. In other words, can he be like one who disbelieves? Can't be the same. Say, are those who know equal to those who know not? It is only men of understanding who will remember. In other words, it is men of understanding who will take a lesson from Allah Ta'ala's signs and Allah Ta'ala's ayat. Uthman radiallahu an immersed himself in the principles of Islam and he studied at the hands of Huzur-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through the Quran Sharif, Uthman radiallahu an came to know who is Allah Ta'ala, that Allah who must be worshipped. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam instilled in his heart the meanings of these sublime verses, for he was keen to teach his Sahaba radiallahu anhum the correct concept of their Rabb and the rights of Allah Ta'ala over us. Knowing that this concept would generate yaqeen and iman, when their souls were purified and their fitrah, their nature became a sound nature. Sound nature. Uthman radiallahu anhu's view of Allah Ta'ala, the universe, life, jannat, jahannam, taqdeer, etc., the true nature of man and man's struggle with shaitan was all based on the Quran Sharif and the guidance of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته